Not guilty. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. And a major source of the so-called Steele dossier used as part of the Russia investigation is cleared.
A federal jury acquitted Igor Danchenko on all counts related to his role in the creation of a discredited dossier about former President Trump. The case was the latest brought by special counsel John Durham, who is investigating the origins of the FBI's probe of allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Danchenko was a think tank analyst who was responsible for providing much of the raw intelligence. At trial, he said he was surprised how it was presented in the dossier. Prosecutors charged Danchenko with lying about his sources. Two other cases stemming from the special counsel's work resulted in an acquittal and a guilty plea with a sentence of probation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In a statement, John Durham said, "While we are disappointed in the outcome, we respect the jury's decision and thank them for their service." The last man seen with college student Kristen Smart in 1996 has been convicted of her murder. Jurors unanimously found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder. His father, Ruben Flores, who had been charged as an accessory after prosecutors say he helped conceal the crime, has been found not guilty. Smart disappeared from California Polytechnic University over Memorial Day weekend 1996. Her remains have never been found. San Joaquin County, California prosecutors have charged Wesley Brownlee with killing three men that police say were among the victims of a serial killer.
Investigators say ballistics tests and surveillance video links him to six fatal shootings, mostly Latino men. Five shot dead in Stockton, one in Oakland. And he's believed to be linked to another Stockton shooting where a woman survived. All of the shootings spanning from April of 2021 to September of this year.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hundreds are dead and more displaced after devastating floods in Nigeria.
It's the worst flooding in the country in over a decade. More than 600 people are dead and 1.3 million people are out of their homes in Nigeria. The fast-moving waters have submerged or completely destroyed 340,000 hectares of land. And that is roughly the size of Nashville, Los Angeles, and New York City combined. Images show parents protecting their children by carrying them high above their heads to keep them safe. Authorities blame the floods on water released from a dam in Cameroon, as well as increased rains this year. Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The family of an American citizen arrested in Saudi Arabia says he was tortured and sentenced to 16 years in prison over tweets he sent while in the U.S. The 72-year-old was arrested last November while visiting family in the kingdom. His son, who recently went public, says he was arrested on terrorism charges. A new poll finds most Americans believe democracy is under threat.
71% say democracy is at risk. 7% identify it as the most important problem facing the country. New York Times Siena College poll finds a majority of Democrats and Republicans say the other party poses a major threat to democracy. Overall, 28% of voters, 41% of Republicans, say they have little to no faith in the accuracy of the upcoming midterm election results. 71% of Republicans say they'd be fine voting for a candidate who says the 2020 presidential election was stolen. 37% of independents and 12% of Democrats say that's not a deal breaker for them either. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The NFL getting into Black Friday action. The league has announced starting next year, Amazon Prime Video will stream a game the day after Thanksgiving. Prime Video is in its first season as the exclusive carrier of Thursday Night Football. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.